Hello, where's your luggage?
I left it at the station. I've walked up from Hazelmere.
Oh, and who's to fetch it?
Don't know. Don't care. Providence, probably. If not, your mother will have it fetched.
Not exactly her job, is it?
Of course not. That's why one loves her for doing it. Look here, chuck away your silly weekend novel and talk to a chap. After a week in that filthy office, my brain is simply blue moldy. Let's argue about something intellectual.
No. Now, seriously, Bunny, I've come down here to have a pleasant weekend, and I'm not going to stand your confounded arguments. If you want to argue, get out of this and go over to the Congregationalist ministers. He's a nailer at arguing. He likes it.
You can't argue with a person when his livelihood depends on his not letting you convert him. And would you mind not calling me Bunny? My name is Bentley Summerhayes, which you please.
What's the matter with Bunny?
It puts me in a false position. Have you ever considered the fact that I was an afterthought?
An afterthought? What do you mean by that?
No, stop.
I don't want to know. It's only a dodge to start an argument.
Don't be afraid. It won't overtax your brain. I was unexpected. I was probably unintentional. My brother and sisters are not the least like me. They're the regular things that you always get in the first batch from young parents. Quite pleasant, ordinary, do-the-regular-thing sort, all body and no brains, like you.
Thank you.
Well, don't mention it, old chap. Now, I'm different. By the time I was born, the old couple knew something, so I came out all brains and no more body than is absolutely necessary. I'm really a good deal older than you, though you were born 10 years sooner.